Today, that begins with Iran and the United States, two countries that are trying to ratchet up pressure on each other. On Wednesday, Iran announced that it would partially pull out of an international nuclear deal from 2015. That deal was made between Iran and six other countries led by America's Obama administration. Last year, the Trump administration announced the U.S. would leave the agreement. And yesterday, exactly a year later, Iran said it would reduce what it called its commitments to the deal, but not fully leave it. Specifically, the Middle Eastern country says it plans to hold on to some components of its controversial nuclear program. That's instead of selling them to other nations, as Iran agreed to do under the deal. What the 2015 agreement intended to do was limit Iran's nuclear program and allow inspectors to make sure Iran was doing that. In exchange, the U.S. and other countries would lift their sanctions on Iran, allowing tens of billions of dollars to flow into its economy. Today, the Trump administration wants to get Iran to negotiate a deal that American officials say is more favorable to the U.S. And until Iran does that, the White House plans to continue applying pressure that it says could cripple Iran's economy. After Iran's announcement that it would back away from some terms of the nuclear deal, the Trump administration announced new penalties that aim to limit Iran's sales of steel, aluminum, and copper, a major source of international revenue for the nation. Analysts say both the U.S. and Iran are doing all this to try to get the international community to pick sides. The U.S. wants other countries to join it in leaving the nuclear deal and pressuring Iran to change its behavior. Iran wants other countries to join it in defying the U.S. and preserving the nuclear deal.